not saying Hammo's bad with technology, but he has worn out the Control-Alt-Delete buttons on the keyboard.
Hello for breakfast. Thanks to Harvey Norman Computers, Mackay.
Well, a bloke I met a couple of weeks ago, and we hit off pretty well. The race caller from the Bowen Superpower Boats, David Bishop. Bishop, morning, mate. How are you?
Good morning, Hammo. Great to be talking to you on this early morning, mate. How are you?
I love getting out of bed too, mate. Going pretty well. Hey, look, Mackay getting pretty excited with the superboats coming to town this weekend. And actually, mate, we were lucky enough yesterday to have Con and Marilyn, who came out from Simrad out to the General Gordon Hotel to show the locals out there that fantastic boat, which actually didn't get to race in Bowen, but he's looking forward to this weekend with it all. So it was just great to have the team out there to have
a look
at it. Which is great. Great people, mate, too.
Absolutely, mate. Yeah, no, Con does a fantastic job, particularly in the promotion of the sport. You know, he's involved not only in campaigning his boat in the series, but obviously also, with the administration side of the sport, and does a great job with the, promotion, gets his boat to all the places. As you said, mate, did a reef testing on the Friday out there at Bowen, so unfortunately damaged the lower units on their boat and the bottom of the boat as well. That was pretty disappointing for him, considering he's got the new Evinrude engines, the brand new G2s on there. They didn't get to show their stuff, but we saw plenty of great action anyway, didn't we?
Yeah, well, that's right, mate, we sure did. And look, more of it to come this weekend in Mackay. Now, you're not doing any race calling, but you're actually going to be filming here for the Mackay Superboats.
Yeah, true story, mate. Yeah, it's not particularly, the venue not lending itself at the moment to sort of set up commentary in any particular spot, although there is plenty of good vantage points to go and watch the race.
Yeah.
So we're not doing that, but what we are doing is obviously Speed Week on SBS. You'd have to check your local guys, mate. I'm down here in Melbourne, but, we have it on Sundays at about 1:30 on Sundays.
Right.
And, certainly, they follow the whole series, and they do the whole series every race. And I'll be down there just doing a little bit of work for those guys.
All right. Now, I would say SBS, mate, I think it might be the same Australia-wide with as far as the TV show. So we might be right there.
Yeah, I think it is, mate. Yeah, for sure. So pays to check, of course, but I think you're right there, mate. I think Sunday afternoon you can jump on. It's a great show, even if you're just into your motorsport. It has all sorts of motorsport on.
Okay, what's the name of the show again, mate?
It's called Speed Week.
Speed Week. All right.
Yeah.
And it'll have the action there of the Mackay Superboats.
It certainly will, yeah. We'll have Bowen and then we'll have Mackay and then, moving on to all the other rounds as well. So definitely a good one to get on board, mate. Yep.
All right, mate. Well, look, you arrive on Saturday. The main race is on Sunday. If everything goes to plan and the winds stay at around the 15 to 20 knot mark on Sunday, what are your tips for each of the classes?
Well, gee, wasn't it exciting at Bowen? We had the... you're doing this to me again, mate. And I actually did tell you to put your house on it, and you didn't. You didn't trust poor old Bisho. So, and I think I ended up tipping most of them. So, Hammo, you should listen to me, son. But, offshore powerboat racing, you've got... the attrition rate, quite often can come into play.
Yeah.
So, even though you think you've got the best boat and the fastest boat, you're going to win, a silly little thing can go wrong. Michael and Griffith L in the Gold Coast City Marina boat, they were leading the 600 horsepower category convincingly, weren't they, last round at Bowen? And a silly little thing, a little cable, just a little bracket broke and it fell off and it dropped them out of the race. So, but look, in the big boys, Maritimo, in fact, in the Supercat Extreme category and the Supercat 1000 category, both Maritimo boats just looked very impressive, didn't they, at Bowen? I think, the Kiwis with the Pro Floors boat in the 1000 horsepower category, they're going to be really, really tough to beat as well. So I think we're going to see a great battle with those guys. And you can throw a blanket over all the outboard boats at the moment. There's so many of them. They're all so close. And it's going to come down to maybe conditions, what boats suit the conditions.
Yeah,
I heard you saying 1.5. Roughly 12-wise out there at Mackay. So, the bigger boats will get their day in the sun, perhaps, this weekend.
All right, mate. No worries. Well, look, once again, thank you very much for keeping us up to date with everything and your thoughts on it all. And, look, we look forward to seeing you here this coming weekend.
It's my pleasure, Hammo. And, again, thank you for your support, mate. It's absolutely fantastic. And, everybody get down and check out the superboats at Mackay this weekend. It's going to be great stuff.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, Bisho, cheers, buddy.
Thanks, mate.
10:26 for EFKB.